It is August 10th. There is an apocryphal story about Winston Churchill and his value system. Allegedly, during the Second World War, he refused to sign a budget proposal that included cuts to cultural spending. If we do not support our culture, then what we are fighting for at all, the British Prime Minister supposedly said. I understand that this story is almost entirely fictional, but at the same time, I want to emphasize that it closely resembles the truth. After all, nearly any modern war is primarily an attempt by one side to destroy the culture of the other side, culture in a broad sense. I have already talked about how occupiers destroy Ukrainian books, how they forbid residents of the occupied territories to speak Ukrainian, with what beastly cruelty they kill Ukrainian writers and musicians who did not have the opportunity to leave the towns which were occupied by the invaders. The Russians are destroying Ukrainian churches, schools, museums, and killing our artists because without all of this, there is no Ukraine. A nation is its people united by a common culture, which is why the Russians are so eager to obliterate this culture, so that we have no common point of reference, no shared backbone. And you know what? They are not succeeding in the slightest. Well, I mean, unfortunately, they can still kill people, loot museums, and burn books, but erasing our culture is beyond their reach. About a year ago, I told you that due to the war, newspapers and magazines disappeared from the country, but now they are being printed again, and even new ones have emerged that didn't exist before the full-scale invasion. Book festivals took place in Kyiv and Lviv, while in Odessa, despite being targeted by rocket fire daily, a rock and roll festival is being prepared. In Kharkiv, comic book and anime fans were gathering for their own Comic-Con. By the way, Ukraine has its own unique comic culture, unlike any other. Our authors draw inspiration from Ukrainian history and continue the artistic traditions of Ukrainian classics. But I digress. I simply wanted to illustrate that despite the constant efforts of the Russians, they are unable to destroy our culture. Even in the midst of war, artists continue to paint, directors continue to film, writers continue to write, and most importantly, all Ukrainians eagerly watch, listen, and read the works of both contemporary authors and classics. I see that many foreigners are appalled by the fact that Ukrainians continue to go to the cinema exhibitions and concerts even during times of war. In their perception of the world, people in a war-torn country are supposed to be gloomy, miserable, helpless, and starving. But this is simply nonsensical. During the Second World War in the United States, for instance, civilian car production nearly ceased because all the factories were focused on fulfilling military orders. However, films, books, and magazines were produced and published just as much as during peacetime. It is disheartening to hear accusations from Europeans and Americans that Ukrainians are spending money on books and film rather than solely on rockets and tanks. Please understand that without these books and films, there would be nothing worth defending. Russian culture would swiftly fill the void and the war would be lost. And finally, a few words of gratitude to my listeners. Thanks to you, my daughter is now attending a university in Kyiv. The tuition there costs just over $1,000 per year. It may not seem a large sum, but without your help, it would be very difficult for me to afford her education. I am extremely grateful to you for this. She chose to study journalism, and I wish her all the best of luck.